Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum finally revealed that his new business was operating an exclusive agency to sell Syntho diamonds for some novelty company. He'd hardly finished explaining to Abner how the company went to great lengths to select him for this job when it was revealed that Cedric, Mousy, Abner, and several others had also been awarded this exclusive agency. As we look in on a little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library sadly discussing the diamond business. Listen.
You mean that you're sure not getting out of the diamond business already, Lum?
Of course I am. Ain't no use to stay in a business where all the customers are selling the same thing as you are.
Well, no, I don't reckon it is.
I wouldn't work for a two-faced outfit like that Alpha Novelty Company, no way.
They're two-faced, huh?
Of course they are. How could they give the exclusive agency to sell their diamonds to you and Cedric and Mousy after they've already given it to me?
Well, I don't know. They must have somewhere done it, though, Lum, because they sure done it.
They even give an exclusive agency to that little bitty Bates youngin'.
Yeah, he's got one.
And he ain't hardly big enough to lift a diamond, let alone sell one.
Well, he sure sell them, though. He sold one to Grandpappy Spears and one to Charlie Redfield. Maybe you ought to get him to learn you how he does it, Lum.
I don't need nobody to learn me nothing.
Huh?
Special not no little half-growed kid of a boy.
Well, might be that he could give you some good ideas, old Lum.
I don't want no good ideas. I'm through with getting ideas.
Yeah, huh?
Just seems like every time I get an idea here late, it turns out bad.
Yeah.
I'm a failure, that's why. I'm complete broke again.
Broke? Well, you ain't spent your week's wages already, have you, Lum? I just paid you a couple of days ago.
No, but I had to send most of that in to pay for them diamonds I got from the company.
Oh, did you have to buy them from them? I thought you'd just sell them.
Well, see, they said I'd have to buy the first ones outright.
Oh.
After that, they'd send them to me on a consignment base or something.
Consignment, huh?
I can see right now that nobody ever gets that first one, so.
Yeah, well, you still got the diamonds, though, ain't you, Lum? You got them.
Got the use of them, but that ain't gonna do me no good.
It ain't, huh?
I don't know how I could ever sell the things. Or wait a minute. Granny's, I almost forgot Mose Moots has got one of them. I let him try it out yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That was a big one, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the expensive one. $6.95.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better call him up and see if he's ready to buy now.
Yeah, you better do that before that little Bates boy gets to him and talks to him, Lum. You won't have a chance to sell him that young and ever starts working on him. I'll tell you that right now.
I ain't worried none about a six-year-old. Hello, is that you, Mose? Lum talking. Oh, just only Tolliver. Say, Mose, I was wondering if I dropped down there, could I collect the money for that genuine imitation diamond now?
Get that little Bates boy a derby hat and start him out on the road drumming.
Why, what's the trouble?
Uh-oh, Bates boy's been there, I bet you.
Well, it ain't my fault you broke it.
Oh.
Well, that don't prove it ain't no good. Natural, a diamond's gonna break if you drop it on a tile floor. Recollect, that's a real diamond, not just a piece of glass.
Make him pay for it anyway,
Lum. Throw them things around like you do glass.
Why, no, make him pay you, Lum.
Well, you ought to pay me something, Mose.
Why, sure you ought to.
Huh? Oh, well, I ain't got no use for nothing like that. Well, yeah, I reckon it's worth more than the $6.95 you owe me, but
now,
I just...
Don't let him skin you, Lum. Watch that, Mose.
Well, if that's the best you'll do, I reckon I'll have to take it. Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. Goodbye.
What is he's going to give you, Lum?
A barber chair.
Barber chair?
Yeah, that old one he's got down there.
Oh, that old thing.
The one he don't ever use.
Yeah, I know. For the land's sake, so.
Now, what in the world am I going to do with one of them things? Beyond me, I know that.
Well, what'd you stand up there and say you'd take it for?
Well, it's either that or nothing.
Huh? Yeah. Personals, I believe you'd have come out ahead further if you'd taken to nothing.
Oh, no, that's silly, Abner. Something's better than nothing. I've always said that.
Well, Lum, I bound you that thing will cost you more than you'll ever get out of it. In the first place, you'll have to pay somebody to move it out of Moses' barber shop.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah. And I don't know whereabouts you can move it to after you get somebody to move the thing.
Well, I reckon I ought to find a buyer for it before I have it moved.
And I don't know whereabouts you're going to find a buyer. Now, who in this town besides Mose Moots has got any use in the world for a barber chair?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Might be somebody, though.
Who?
Of course, I can go down there and sit in it myself, but that ain't going to be no fun.
Well, no, you don't have to buy it to do that. You can sit in it anyway.
I ain't going to let nobody else sit in it while it's down there. I know that.
That's a fine thing. Buy your own barber chair.
I might could sell it to Virgil B. Breckenridge. Well, what's wrong with having your own barber chair? They used to have them mugs in there with our names on them.
Well, it's all right with me if you want to buy a chair, but you're going to have to fight Grandpappy Spears for it every time you go down there. I'll tell you that. He'll scuffle with anybody over that chair, you know that.
Yeah, if I put my name on it, he don't use my mug, my shaving cup in there.
Well, do as you like. I don't care. But you
I bet I'll be the only man in town with a private barber chair.
If that's what you want, why, you got one. You might as well make up your mind to use it yourself, because nobody will buy it from you. I know that long.
I don't know.
Nobody will. Nobody will.
Virgil B. Breckenridge might need one.
Virgil B. Breckenridge?
Yeah.
What would he want with one?
Well, he's got a barber shop over there at Odin, ain't he?
Well, yeah, that's right. Cost you more than you can sell it for, though, to have it totally clean over there.
And I wish you'd stop talking that away. You'd get me to thinking I made a bad deal there.
Well, Virgil's done got a barber chair. I seen he used a haircut over there in a rocking chair long, but he bought himself a barber chair. I seen him.
Well, don't worry. I'll study up something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to get the best of Lum Edwards in no kind of a deal. No time, no words, or no ways.
Yeah. If you want my opinion, somebody's already done it.
Reckon Grandpap would be interested in a barber chair.
Grandpappy Spears?
Yeah.
Well, now, what would he want with a thing like that?
Well, you know how he always loved to sit in that old chair down there at Moses and read the Police Gazette. Used to sit there for hours.
Well, yeah, Lum, but if he owned it, well, where would he keep it? I know good and well his woman Charity ain't going to let him set it there in the parlor.
Well, no, I don't reckon it'd look very good in the parlor. I don't know either. Wouldn't look bad sitting there in front of the fireplace.
Oh, for the law me sakes alive, Lum.
If he got too hot, he'd just turn his back to the fire.
That'd be fine, wouldn't it? She might let him keep it out in the barn, but it'd be a heap too cold out there for Grandpap to sit there reading the Police Gazette or the Almanac either one.
No, I'd hate to see it stuck out in a barn, no ways. What in the world would the cows out there do with a barber chair?
I don't know. That'd look funny, though, to come out there some morning and find a cow sitting up there in a barber chair with it lean back.
You might could find a place for it summers, though.
I don't know where it'd be, not as big as that thing is.
Ought to be somebody, Summers, has got some use for a secondhand barber chair. Let me see. Must be. It's got to be.
Well, I don't know who to suggest to you, Lon. You've got me this time.
I wonder how it'd work for an office chair.
Office chair?
Yeah, it swings around good like an office chair, and I'm going to need one in my diamond company office. No, I ain't in that business no more. I forgot about that.
Well, it wouldn't work for that no way, Lon. It's way yonder too high. You'd have to lean way down to reach your desk. You'd always be tumbling out of it.
You can lower them chairs. You can raise them up or raise them down. Make them any height you want.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That feature alone ought to sell a chair to somebody. There ought to be some feller that needs a readjustable chair.
I don't know who.
How about Luke Spears?
Luke Spears? Now, what in the world would Luke do with it?
Well, Luke could set the chair up at the lunch counter there, and because them stools he's got there are too low for somebody like Shorty Foster, and they're too high for a feller like Beanpole Potter.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right.
But with this barber chair, they could just readjust it to suit themselves.
Yeah, what time does Shorty and Beanpole eat down there? I'd love to see them two sitting there together.
They don't eat there at all.
Huh? Where about they eat over at Sister Simpson's boarding house?
Oh, they don't eat no place.
They don't? I doggy, they're going to starve to death.
Abner, will you forget that and let me call Luke and try to make a deal with him?
Well, maybe we ought to fix up a basket of groceries for them fellas, Mom. Whereabouts do they live at, anyway?
Abner, hush up, for goodness. Hello, Luke. This is Mom.
Hate seeing about.
Say, Luke, I was just wondering if I could sell you a nice secondhand barber chair. No, I ain't joshing. I'll let you have it cheap. $6.95. No, this ain't no nonsense. I'm serious. Facts is, I'll knock that down to $5. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I
that dream if he'd ever hung up on me.
Well, I didn't think he'd want it long, special since the Shorty and Beanpole's quit eating down there.
Well, I know there's a feller Summers that wants that chair. If I can just find out who it is and whereabouts to locate him.
Well, maybe you could sell it to some woman, Lum.
Some woman?
Yeah, she could set it in her kitchen, do might now all her work sitting right there in that thing.
How do you figure that?
Well, if she wanted to get a pan out of them low cupboards, why, she'd just lower the chair instead of having to bend over and get it, and then she could raise it up to reach a can of baking soda on the top shelf, swing a chair around to the stove, or back around to the kitchen table, wherever she wants to go.
Why don't you buy it for Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
And make a nice, thoughty gift for her.
Oh, no, I don't want to pamper my woman, Mom. If I got her something like that, why, she'd get to where she just want to sit in that thing all the time. Never would get outside to do the spring plowing or any of the chores around there.
I'll sell it to you cheap, Abner. $4.
No, no, Elizabeth would think I was trying to tell her how she ought to run things in the kitchen, and it'd be a big ruckus, and she'd start packing up to go visit her brother down there in Texas, and, well, I don't know what else. No, you keep the barber chair. I don't want it long.
Looks like I might just well throw it away, I reckon.
There's the best suggest I've heard yet.
Yeah, whatever, which way, looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I reckon it serves me right for trying to get into another business I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, you ought to have stuck with the store here. That's what you ought to have.
Or to have did it. I guess I'll just keep on working for you here, not never take up nothing new.
Well, you always lose every time you do, Lum.
Yeah, I used to be a big success of a storekeeper, and now all I got in the world is an old second-hand barber chair.
Huh.
Ain't a thing in the world I can do with a barber. Wait a minute here. What's the matter with me?
Huh?
Abner, can I put the chair in the store here?
Well, I reckon so. I don't know if there's enough room to put it back there in the feed room or not.
I don't mean store it. I mean put it right here in plain sight and use it.
Use it? Use it for what?
Well, to cut hair in, natural. That's what it's for, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but who you going to get to do the haircut?
We've already got him.
Huh?
Abner, you may not know it, but you're looking at Pine Ridge's newest and leading barber.
Huh?
L. Eddards, barbarian and shampooist. Going to put up a big sign right out in front.